All right, it is 9:42 on a Friday here on 1380 WPHM. We've spent a lot of time talking about Yale this week, our featured community of the week. Maybe we should have started the week talking with our next guest because she's in the know as to what's going on in Yale with the Yale Chamber, the Yale Expositor, and, of course, one of the organizers, maybe the main organizer of the Yale Baloney Fest, which didn't happen this year. We're not going to talk too much about that. Barb Stasek on the line with us. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. What a strange week last week must have been with no Baloney Festival, huh?
Yes, it was. There was a lot of sad faces. We certainly missed it. After 32 years, I barely knew what to do with myself last weekend. But we had a nice garage sale days that were organized, and people seemed to enjoy it. And, you know, we love our hometown here in Yale. And next year, we're going to be back bigger and better than ever. Rest assured.
I bet you will. Yeah. How do you describe Yale to somebody that's not been there before, isn't really familiar with your community?
Well, I always say that Yale is the best of small-town America. We, you know, have around 2,000 residents plus our surrounding townships. And, I mean, we are the kind of people that have each other's back. And especially in times like we're experiencing now that are all new, it's more important than ever. And I'm just so proud to say I'm from a small town that truly cares about their friends, their neighbors, and their family.
Yeah. What has this period been like, say, since March when the coronavirus pandemic began?
It's been hard on our small town. There's no sugarcoating that. We have, you know, small mom-and-pop businesses on Main Street, and now we have a few empty buildings, which we haven't had in a while. And, you know, it's been a prayerful time, a time for us to reflect on what's most important. And I've been talking to a lot of our business owners, and we're just doing our very best to make it through for what the future is going to bring, and I hope it's going to be a positive one for us. They've been working very hard. We've got amazing workers in this town that have kept us fed and helped us through the time that we're going through, and I just hope that the future is going to be bright for my hometown.
I think it probably will be. You learn an awful lot about the character of your community when times are tough, don't you?
Well, absolutely. You learn about your own character and the character of others when things don't go as we planned or as we want them to. And so far, we've done well. And, you know, I just hope that as more businesses reopen or try to stay open, that people come and experience the best of our little town and maybe give some of our small mom and pop places a little more support than they might. It's very, very much needed and appreciated. I can say that. Well, I know even with my own business, the Yale Expositor, we've been so lucky to have the support that we have had. And it's been rough, but we're hanging in there for our hometown because they hang in there for us.
Well, that's what it's all about. It's a neighbor helping neighbor in good times and bad. And boy, this has been a really interesting year. We talked earlier this morning with Ken Nickel about getting school started on September 1st. Sounds like they've got a great plan in place.
Yes. Well, there's nobody that can touch our Yale Public Schools and all the administrators and teachers and help support staff. I've never seen anything like it. They've been amazing. They've been feeding people every week. They've been making sure our families have what they need, that the children have what they need. And I just couldn't be prouder to say I'm a Yale Bulldog.
There you go. Go Bulldogs. If I was going to come to Yale for a day, what would you suggest that I do when I'm there?
Well, you have to come to the Yale A&W for sure. We have the best root beer around, and we have a great crew, and some of our even baloney royals, so you can stop in and visit one of them and go to the Yale Bakery and have a one-of-a-kind donut or cake or sandwich. And we've got pizza places that are open. We have just a great little main street, and I think you'd enjoy it, especially on Fridays. We've still got our music playing downtown, and we're trying to put those positive good vibes out there for everybody, make them smile a little bit. because goodness knows we need that.
This might be a good day to hop in the car and head over to Yale because it's a beautiful
day.
Why not? Got the music going downtown?
Yeah, yep. We're going to hit the play button in a little bit here, and we usually have it playing into the evening, and it really does make a difference. You can see the kids hopping around down on Main Street, and you can go down to Yale City Park and enjoy our beautiful dam, and there's just so many nice little areas to see. Of course, you got to stop out to C-Roy's and get our world-famous Yale bologna and pick up one of the last of the beautiful little small-town newspapers, the Yale Expositor, and see how much we care about each other.
There you go. That's where all the news is, in the Yale Expositor. I will, I've always wanted to come out I've been to the Yale Bologna Festival, but to do a broadcast from there. And so maybe next year's the year. We got to bring the mic down to Yale and have a bologna sandwich and talk about the Yale Bologna Festival. How about that?
Well, you do that, and I can guarantee that you will be very welcome in our little hometown. We love our visitors, and we especially love you guys. We appreciate you so very much for highlighting Yale, and you know that we'll always be friends here.
Absolutely. Hey, keep us up to date on what's going on there. We'll pick up the Yale Expositor while we're in town. We appreciate you joining us this morning. Happy Friday. Have a great weekend, Barb.
Thank you. God bless all our friends out there. Stay safe and well.
Take care. Bye-bye.